Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David Green, how are you doing, my friend? What has been going on with you?
Well, fellas, I tell you, man, I've been on cloud nine ever since Monday night. We got the chance. We went. My wife and I went. We took my two older boys, and it was just I told my boys after the game, I said, boys, y'all are peaking early because you will never see another game in the rest of your life that will have the same energy and excitement and emotion that that game has. So, man, we're fired up. It's a good time to be a dog. Good time to be in Atlanta and be a fan, too. I mean, with the Braves, what happened with them, and now the Dogs, it's been a good few months.
Yeah, the Braves, you had all those injuries, and then the trade deadline, and then obviously all the way to the World Series. I guess if you want to take that down to just 3 weeks, it was the SEC Championship, had a lot of Georgia fans kind of scratching their heads, and then obviously what happened on Monday. David, what do you think it was? I mean, do you buy into it that they just thought they had it, and they could just roll out the footballs that first game? Because, man, they were ornery and mean, certainly that defense on Monday night.
Well, I mean, looking back on it, it looks like the butt whipping we got at the SEC Championship was exactly what we needed. I mean, I was at the SEC Championship game as well, and we definitely didn't have the same hunger and passion that we showed the other night. I mean, you got to give Alabama credit. I mean, they flat whipped our tail in that championship game, and it's exactly what we needed. The boys, you can tell, they took it under the chin, and they said, look, guys, if we're going to end up winning this thing, we're going to have to reset. We got to get our mind right. We got to keep improving. And you could tell they went back to work. I mean, that Michigan game, you could tell they were dialed in and focused. They looked like they had something to prove. And even though the media was saying they thought Georgia would win the game, if you just got your butt whipped 3-4 weeks ago, you trust me, you're going to feel like the underdog going into that game. So Georgia acted like they had something to prove, and boy, did that defense step up and play phenomenal. I mean, they were lights out.
David, let's talk about the quarterback position. You played it. You played it at the University of Georgia, and you set all kind of records, and everybody knows what your accomplishments were. Where you have set in that position, what did you think of Stetson Bennett? And now, what do you believe? Has he answered all the questions by doing what he did? I thought he was great in the semifinal game. But then to me, the most impressive part, David, for me, was the second half of this national championship.
Well, the one thing Stetson has shown, he's a tough kid. I mean, considering what all he's been through this year, I mean, look, sometimes it's tough to be the guy that you go, hey, man, nobody wants me, but they got to have me anyway. He's been consistent pretty much all year long. Like you said, the semifinal game, he was phenomenal. The SEC championship game, he really wasn't bad, I don't think, to the degree that Georgia fans thought. I mean, obviously he turned the ball over twice, but outside of that, he had played pretty well. The championship game was a little odd. We couldn't get in a rhythm in the first half. I really was a little thrown off. I was in the stands going, Monken, run the football, and I'm a huge Monken fan. But it felt like they were trying to put the game on Stetson Bennett's shoulder when I felt like the running game was going to be really the ticket for that game. But the way he hung in there and battled down the stretch, and he played his best football of that game after the most adversity, which is when he fumbled that ball, he made the plays when he had to. So you got to give the kid credit. He proved that you can win a national championship game, or you can win a national championship with him when he's under center. So he answered a lot of questions that I think a lot of Georgia fans were skeptical of, and he proved to everybody that he's very capable of doing it.
And that's the question, because, you were part of the turnaround, the David and David show, winning that first SEC championship for Coach Richt, and you stuck around too. I know that he's the world is his oyster. Will it ever get any better for Stetson because of the NCAA, obviously, ruling? He has another year if he wants it. What would you do? What would you tell him if you had a conversation?
Well, now since I'm about 40 years old, here's what I would tell him. I would tell him, I'd say, Stetson, sell off into the sunset now because your stock will never be any higher than what it is now, and he will be beloved for the rest of his life. If he hangs around, which I totally give him credit if he wants to do that as well, if the kid's a competitor and he wants to play, play. But if you come back, he's going to be – trust me, he's still – even though he won a national championship – it is a what have you done for me lately. And, you know, the dog fans are going to want it again, and he's going to be back fighting tooth and nail for his job, you know, just like he always has. So I don't think his stock will ever be any higher. The story is phenomenal. If he comes back, great. I mean, he's been remarkable for us. But if he sailed off into the sunset here, it would totally be a mic drop. And the story and the legacy of Stetson Bennett would just be – it would be phenomenal.
David Green, our guest, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Obviously, David Green, if you're not familiar with the history, you're not a dog fan because he did it big and enjoying this moment for his school. We've talked to a bunch of guys about this. I want your perspective on it, David. How many guys have you heard from that either you played with or that maybe you saw at the game that you hadn't seen in many years? This really was a connecting moment for a lot of guys that played, wasn't it?
This was a connecting moment for players. I can't tell you how many buddies I saw when I was there. I'm on multiple group texts with, you know, some of the older guys I played with when I was young and then some of the younger guys that I played with when I was a little bit older. So the dog, you know, the Letterman and that whole deal, I mean, we are beyond thrilled because, trust me, we want it as bad as those guys do, and we know how hard it is to get to where they are. And it's just remarkable that, out of 41 years, this team right here was finally the one that was able to step up and get it done. And then a way you're able to connect with a fan base. Look, I'm sitting in the stands. When Ringo picked that ball off and ran it back, I never really anticipated what was to come when we finally won. And what I found is that we really had a hard time as a fan base processing being a champion. We're going, holy crap, this actually, like, we are national champions. What do we do now? And there were grown people crying all over the place. And it was just a cool moment because, you know, there were so many people. We've been so close for so long and have not been able to get it done. It was just amazing when it finally happened. Everybody just couldn't really process what was taking place.
David Green is with us, guys. He is a dog for life here on the waitfor.com hotline. And that's the thing. I mean, Kirby, as you said, he's knocking on the door. Could have had it in 17. This team is loaded. The recruiting thing, it just – It seems like the machine is on them. I mean, the big red and black train is on the track. Would you agree, David? And now that you've broken through and you've gotten called a mental block, or whatever, do you believe there'll be multiples? I'm not getting greedy, but do you believe this decade will see multiples for Georgia?
Well, there's no question it can. I mean, the way Kirby recruits, I mean, look, I could probably make a solid argument that we were a couple of touchdowns, in my opinion, better than Alabama. You know, you put, you know, Stetson did a phenomenal job for us, but you put like a Heisman Trophy quarterback like Bryce Young on our team, we may beat Alabama by a couple of touchdowns. You know, we are loaded at a lot of positions, and there's not many holes in our game. I'm talking going all the way down to the punters and kickers and everything else. Kirby has been able to build five-star depth across the board, and when you can do that at the level he does and how hard they practice and compete, I mean, Georgia's got a chance to stay in the mix and stay in the hunt for years to come. So, I mean, I think right now, I mean, we could easily – I shouldn't say easily, but you could see Georgia in this championship game, you know, for the next 4, 5, 6 years.
Do you think Todd Monken, with the way that the game plan went in the national championship game, gained more respect from dog fans? I know, you know, we always question the OC. You know how this goes. But I thought they came out, and at a point where he could have been timid, he was aggressive in the second half after Stetson turned it over.
Well, I'll tell you this. Todd Monken is a phenomenal offense coordinator. I mean, he's probably been one of my favorite OCs Georgia's had in a long time. I mean, he's called a phenomenal season all year long. And this year in the first half and in his game, I think I mentioned it earlier, I wasn't a huge fan of what he was doing. I felt like we were getting – first half we were off a little bit, but in the beginning of the second half, I mean, we're getting 5, 6 yards of pop up the middle.
Right.
And I felt like ever since, you know, we didn't stick to it. We would get 6 yards. It would be second to four. Then we would do a reverse with McConkey,
yeah,
or we would do a flea flicker. And I felt like we were going for the big play too much. And every time we went for the big hit, we either got sacked or we got a penalty. And that next thing, and now it's second and, you know, 15. But the way he called the game there towards the end, that hurry up play when we were running down the throat and it was third and one, and he did that hurry up and they faked it to Cook and dumped it to Bowers for the touchdown. That was a beautiful play design. And a lot of credit goes to Monken. I mean, that's what they get paid the big bucks for. And he definitely called a great season all the way around.
The other thing is, you know, you got so many weapons. You know, James Cook gets a touch and he has an unbelievable run. Zeus ran hard. And then the two big plays for Pickens. Pickens, I mean, that first catch was beautiful. It was NFL quality. And then, of course, he draws the big pass interference. I know we talked a lot about the injuries to Bama, but if Pickens is maybe healthier or has that kind of impact in the SEC championship game, that's a different game.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, the thing at least I felt from sitting in the stands is I wanted Zeus in the game. The way Zeus was running a rock in the second half, he was seeing the holes much better than they did in the first half. I was texting some of my old offensive line. I said, don't y'all love it when the running backs run right into your spleen? You know, and it seemed like the first half, Cook and Zeus were just running right into the back of the lineman. Second half, man, they were seeing the holes. They were making the cuts. Zeus is obviously extremely strong, and he was running hard. If it was up to me, man, I would have got a heavy dose of Zeus, even more than what we gave him in the second half. But the way they came and fought the second half, I mean, that game had so many different momentum swings. And in typical Georgia fan fashion, there were so many times where we thought we were going to win, then it was, oh, crap, now we're going to lose. And then we were back at it again. And you just got to give the players credit for being able to work through all that and stay the course and see it all the way through.
David, what are you doing these days, man? People just want to know. I just got a message. Guy said, hey, man, what's David Green up to these days?
Shoot, half my afternoons are spent at a ball field somewhere. I've got four kids now. I'm working with Stinchcomb. We're in a commercial insurance business, so that's what I'm doing, you know, to pay the bills. And then my kids, I got 14, 10, 4, and 2.
Holy
moly. Oldest three are boys. Youngest is a girl. I know, dude. I'm never going to be able to retire with four kids. But, man, life's good. I'm having a good time just being a dad and a husband and running around chasing the kids around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.